Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Sally. How can we help you?
Hey, guys. So I met this great guy online a little while ago. He took me out to this restaurant. I brought him back to my place. I thought we had a, you know, wonderful time. But I haven't heard from him in so long, and I really want answers as to what happened.
Okay, so you guys went out to eat, then you went back to your place, and...
We did some things.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. did he seem to enjoy those things that were done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there was no getting up in the middle of sex and running out of the house screaming?
No, I mean, I had to work early, so I had to kick him out a little bit early. But other than that...
Well,
maybe that's why. I don't know.
Yeah, because maybe he felt used. He was probably like, I found my wife.
Come on.
Listen,
I
got to get my 8 hours. You got to go. And he left crying and whimpering. And hey, you never know. You never know. No, but I mean, can you think of anything besides that you might have done?
No, I thought we had a really good connection. And it's a mystery to me.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We'll give him a call for you next. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Maybe we'll find this gentleman and you guys will fall in love all over again. Second date update on 10th. Hang on.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. We just spoke to Sally. Great date with this gentleman by the name of Tony. They had a great date at a restaurant. They went back to her place and finished it off with a nice little pounding.
She said things. They did things.
Yeah, well, we know how those things usually go. Now, she did say that she had to work early in the morning, so she did ask him to leave. So we might have found that rare unicorn that's a male.
He wanted to stay and cuddle.
maybe he has his feelings are hurt. Who knows? We'll give him a call for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tony?
Speaking.
Oh, perfect. Tony, please don't hang up. Just listen to what I have to say. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station. We got your phone number from somebody who knows you, and we're calling you for a good reason. Can I explain?
Sure, yeah.
All right, I'll make it real quick. Basically, it's a girl who you know, and she likes you. She has feelings for you. She feels as if you feel the same way about her. So basically what we're doing is we're calling to offer you, on us, a date with this girl. I'm going to tell you the girl's name, too, so it's not a crazy setup. And again, it's you guys basically going out, eating and drinking on us, and seeing if you hit it off. It's like a win-win scenario.
Okay, yeah, sure. What's her name?
Okay, so her name is Sally, and apparently she said you guys already went out before.
We had a good time one day, everything like that. It's just, she's not necessarily my type. I'm all right. I'm good.
You're
not your type. Sounds like you all worked that, each other's types that night.
Yeah. Are you talking physically or emotionally? Like, what do you mean?
So we went on a date that night. It was fine. We had a great time. And then she asked me to go back to her place. I was like, yeah, of course, let's go. And so we're riding back. She was driving, and everything started looking like really familiar. Like, it was kind of like I've been there a million times before, and it's really, we were heading towards my place. And at first I was a little like, all right, does she know where I live? Is she stalking me? Whatever. So we pulled into my apartment complex. And I was like, all right, this is really weird.
What?
Then we pulled to my apartment building.
Damn.
What?
I'm on the second floor. We end up going to the third floor. And I find out that this is the girl who's been living above me this whole time.
What?
No way.
So what's wrong with
no
that?
No way.
Well, the problem with that is that I guess we have very thin walls, and she, I'm not, I, she has many visitors, let me just say.
Okay.
But like,
well, what are you saying?
Yeah.
This girl's a little too friendly for me, so it's not my lifestyle type of thing.
All right, let's be clear. So you're saying she has a lot of sex.
Yeah, and I don't think it's with the same guy. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's, she has a good time, but it's just...
Can we talk about the fact that there's a huge coincidence here that they actually are neighbors and met? Right. Like, this is insane.
You literally live, like, right above slash below
each other.
Okay, listen,
right.
Tony, Sally's on the phone and she's listening to what you're saying, so...
Why wouldn't you tell me you live downstairs?
That's an awkward conversation. How do I tell you, hey, by the way, I'm your downstairs neighbor. Hey, by the way, I've heard you have sex probably 50 times in the past, I don't know, 3 months.
Like, who are you to judge? I can do whatever the you want.
I mean, technically... Listen.
Hold on.
Let's be clear here. Maybe it was like a boyfriend. It was the same guy that she was having sex with, and maybe you just recently broke up or something.
No, it's been different guys. I just like to have fun. Okay.
That's not the answer I want to hear.
Don't try to slut shame me.
Hold on. I was going to say there is a double standard here. Like, a guy's going to have women coming in out of their apartment all the time, and they high-five and they're each other's friends and stuff. When it's a woman,
Listen. I'm on both your sides here.
Uh-huh.
You saying that about guys is one thing to hear about it. If you were like the guy's neighbor seeing that, I doubt you'd want to date that guy. But in Sally's defense, she is single. She's, you know, having fun, and... You're calling us for another date with Tony. So, Tony, you clearly are offering her something that these other gentlemen haven't offered her, and she would like to see you again. So that's a good thing for you.
Don't act like I'm some big, important guy in your life, Sally. I mean, be honest. Wasn't there another guy the night after me?
Jeez.
Okay, well, that one was already scheduled before I met you. So.
Okay.
But still, okay, listen, I think we can work this out. I think it's convenient that in this time of the Rona that you guys live in the same building.
Yeah.
So it clearly you have a connection. So listen, it's a free freaking meal with drinks. And at the end, we all know that we're going to be getting some sex here. So do we want to make this happen or not, Tony?
I'm good. I don't want to have to fight for a spot on her schedule for her bedtime.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
I understand things happen. Things happen, and sometimes you run late for events or appointments or dates. But if that thing happening is that you didn't have time to do your laundry, cancel the date, or else you're going to be talking to us, and it's not going to be for a good reason. Second Date Update on the 10th tomorrow. Check it out at 8:10 right here.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.